Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
As they say, you have to go find the restaurateur. We're sitting with Michael Leo in the Strudel House. He's been gone for days and days and days. Welcome back to the United States, Michael. Good to have you back.
Hello, thank you.
So tell me, you went to Europe on behalf of the Strudel House. What were you doing there?
First, I went home to my family, of course, because since I'm from Austria, I say quick hello, and then it's in the middle of the Alps. No snow yet, so it's like here, snow is coming, but it's still early in the season. And also, I went in Austria to a couple of restaurants and coffee shops and bakeries to look around if there's any new ideas and new things. And then I made my way down to Italy. I have been there before, and we stopped in Bulgari. This is the premium wine region in Italy, and we stayed at an olive farm, let's call it an olive vineyard, or you can call that. They have about 800 trees there, and we spent 5 days there, and then we made our way down to Rome and through Paris and back here.
So while you were in Tuscany, was that where you were at? Yes. So while you were in Tuscany and you were experiencing, you were making olive oil, I saw some photographs come back and all those kinds of things. What is it like there in the restaurant business versus what it's like in the restaurant business here in the United States?
The main thing, what stands out is there is no such thing as bad food. It's all nice restaurants that you don't see any fast food chains or stuff like this. So everybody takes care and pride of the items what they serve. And it's also the people itself that take their time to eat a real meal, doesn't matter if it's from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're not in a stressed out hurry like here. So each meal is his own creativity and art. That's what really stands out between here and there.
So people take their time not only cooking the meal, but also enjoying it.
Exactly.
What about wines? What's hot over in Europe right now? You were in Italy for a while. What are the hot things that they're talking about when it comes to varieties?
What comes to it is it's switching away. You know, we used to have also Latino wines and stuff, but these people want quality wine again. They want good, well-made wine to make sure it's not fortified and it's all nice quality for the money. And some people, and most people, don't care if it's $10 more than for a better bottle of wine. Why not?
One of the things here at the Strudel House that you've done in the past is you've had some wine tasting, some opportunity for people to come by and actually sample some of those wines. But you do that on a regular basis. What is it that you're trying to teach people in the Des Moines market about wines and European food?
I want to open people's eyes. I think sometimes people are blindsided about when they go to wine lists. And we had a good discussion yesterday, actually, and every restaurant you go, I think what it is really is the salesmen drive the market in Des Moines. So if whatever they want to sell, because, of course, they're salesmen, and this way you find it in every restaurant. So in a way, most restaurant wine lists are boring, to my point of view as a wine connoisseur. And also many restaurants do not want to have the stock of wine into the restaurant. Some carry only 100 or 200 bottles, and with maybe 20 varieties, and they're already, some of them complaining, oh, this costs too much money, and I cannot have all this stack capital sitting there. I see, when I see, look at my wine cellar, and right now there's probably a $30,000-$40,000 value in there, and I see money. But wine does not go bad. And the wines, what we choose, some of them actually, there's actually quite a few bottles in my wine cellar. They're not even for sale yet. I just wait for the next 3-4 years until they're ready to go.
So will the wine get better with age, even if it's in a bottle in a wine cellar?
Yep, it's aging, because some of the 2012 Italians or French or whatever, you're not supposed to drink for the next 5 years before it's their premium peaking. Of course, you have to store them, right? With the temperature controlled and stuff like this. You cannot just have them in your living room and let them sit there, because it will be not good, because it's too hot. So the wine ages too fast and the cork will dry out.
One of the things that's happening at the Strudel House, you're coming up on your first anniversary. I think it's maybe December 16th or something like that. Does it feel like it's been a year since you've been kicking around?
Well, it feels like 5 years. No, it's December 16th, and before the December 16th, and this was also one reason why I chose Italy to go there, is because we also have our Italian wine dinner. It's going to be a premium wine dinner. We went to the Sassicaia Winery in Italy, which is one of the top wine producers in the world, and checked it out, how do they make their wines, and get some information on also the Tuscan food, the Italian food. So I brought some recipes with me over here for the Italian wine dinner, what we're going to do, which is on December 10th. And then also the olive oil from the olive oil farm we're going to serve here and stuff. And like you said before, I went to an olive oil production to see how olive oil is really made. And most people would be shocked and amazed to see how olive oil really is produced and done. Because I kind of thought I knew it, but I guess I did not. So it was quite an amazing experience.
Can you give us a peek inside as to how olive oil is made? What are you talking about?
At first it's back-breaking labor to get the olives off the trees. They have this little machine there. It looks almost like a chainsaw, but it's not. It has little claws on it, and it vibrates the branches of the olives and falls on the ground. They catch it with some mats on the ground, and then they put them in the bins and bring it over to the olive farm. But the olives itself cannot be only 2-3 days in the bins before they're processed. It's almost like grapes, they have to be before they're getting bad. And then it goes, of course, separates the leaves from the olives, and then they wash the olives. And the little thing, what I did not know, is when they press the whole thing, it's with the seeds.
With the seeds?
With the seeds. The seeds separates the oil from the liquid.
Interesting. And so this is, not only does it take some time, but it's also labor intensive.
Very labor intensive. And then to make the olive oil itself is only about a half an hour process. So the machines separate an extra virgin olive oil is the first press with the skim off. And then it comes to regular generic cooking olive oil. And then it comes to olive oils what is in certain products and certain things what is used. And then the end product, the little base and stuff what is left, goes back on the fields. And then olive oil, it's up to the, what I did not know is it's up to the person who harvests olives and everything, they decide how long olive oil sits in a barrel before it's for sale. The guy what we went to, it, he says he likes it about 3-3.5 months. They go and test and test and test when it's ready for sale, and then olive oil should be sold in 1 year. Mm. If it's really done, because after 1 year the tannins and structure breaks down.
Amazing stuff. Michael Leo from the Strudel House. Once again, that Italian wine dinner is coming up on the 10th day of December.
And it's a Thursday evening. We start at 6:30. We have little Italian appetizers from 6 to 6:30 for people, you know, not everybody always arrives at the same time. And then we have two Northern Italian white wines. We're going to have an Amarone as a between wine. We're going to have two wines from Sassicaia. We have the Guardo Alberto and the Sassicaia itself, which in itself is amazing wine. If anybody out there knows what it is, it's not the cheapest wine. And then we have an Italian dessert wine, what is coming from the middle, a little bit north of Tuscany. And great time and great food.
Excellent. Michael Leo from the Strudel House. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.